Should local government officials be prohibited from sharing information about a person's immigration or citizenship status with federal immigration authorities? That's what voters in four Upper Valley communities on both sides of the Vermont and New Hampshire border will answer at town meetings in the coming weeks. Voters are being asked to support so-called welcoming city ordinances, which supporters say would improve protections for undocumented immigrants who are living in the region. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Anna Merriman, who's a reporter at the Valley News. Anna, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So four towns have these measures on the ballot right now. They're not exactly identical, as I understand it, but overall, what's the goal here?
The goal is really to kind of stop sharing of information regarding citizens or non-citizens' immigration status with federal authorities. And supporters say that that's going to make it, you know, easier and more comfortable for people who might be undocumented in these communities to sort of go about daily life without fear of deportation or reporting by local police.
So how did this effort come about to put these measures on local ballots?
It started really in Hartford in June of 2019. And it started with a policing policy, a proposed policing policy. And in Hartford, that kind of turned into this ordinance that we have today that's going in front of voters next month. And then that kind of, from my understanding, spurred several other ordinances in Lebanon and Norwich and Hanover as well.
And how is this being received by communities who are being asked to state their opinion on this, on these measures?
There is an ardent group of supporters. They say that it would help undocumented people. It would make people feel more comfortable, say, you know, reporting a domestic violence issue to police without fear of, you know, having your immigration status reported to federal authorities. But then there are people who are really concerned about the flip side of it. They say that it would violate a federal law, specifically U.S. Code 1373, which says that local authorities must share information on things including a person's immigration status with federal authorities. What some people, especially in Hartford, are really concerned about is the executive order that Trump passed in 2017, which said that any local authorities that violate 1373 are subject to lose federal grant funding.
Okay, so essentially a fear there that these towns could lose some of the support that they get from the federal government if they don't comply with this federal law.
Yeah, exactly.
So last summer, 18 people without immigration documentation were arrested in the Upper Valley over a few days. Do you have a sense of how many people in the region are undocumented and potentially could be protected to some degree by these measures that are on the table in these four towns?
It's not entirely clear how many people in the area are undocumented. However, we do know that there are large groups of undocumented migrant workers in the Upper Valley.
And I guess, finally, Anna, could you give us a sense? I mean, how does the debate feel on the ground there in the Upper Valley? I mean, are you seeing yard signs all over the place, or is it getting contentious?
I would say that it is contentious, especially in some towns. It hasn't, from what I've seen, it hasn't gotten to the yard sign stage yet. But it seems like everybody has an opinion about it. So I wrote about this select board race in Hartford. I think seven people are vying for three select board seats. And when I was talking to the candidates, pretty much everybody had a very strong opinions, either for or against the Hartford ordinance. And I, you know, like I said, Hartford especially has seen a lot of contentious debate regarding this. You know, it all goes back to some people really think, you know, we shouldn't put local, employees in this position. And some people say, well, we should support and be welcoming to undocumented people.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on these votes as they happen over the next few weeks. Anna Merriman is a reporter for the Valley News. Anna, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.